The dark, compact form and uniform looked vaguely familiar. Harris paused, suddenly wary. Upright, as only the military youth were, and ensign's insignia. Then the young man turned and met her eyes. She felt that look as a blow to the gut.
Baron!
Captain Serrano.
His formality steadied her. Her own distant cousin, and he gave her her title.
What is it? Would you prefer to talk in my quarters?
If you don't mind.
He waited for her answer in that contained, measured posture she knew so well. He would wait for a day if she chose to make him.
Come along, then.
Harris led the way, feeling vulnerable as she had not for a long time. He could kill her easily, be gone before anyone knew. No, that was ridiculous. Why would he? When they reached her quarters, she preceded him through the door and went around behind her desk.
Have a seat.
But Baron stood before her desk like any junior officer called before her. His eyes, after one quick flicker around the room, settled on her face. She waited, wondering if she must prompt him with a question.
I came to offer you formal apologies on behalf of the family.
You?
Captain Serrano, I admit I... Perhaps I overstated my authority.
Go on.
My grandmother, your aunt, Admiral Vita Serrano, asked me to find you. With apologies, no one more senior could be spared under the circumstances.
The circumstances being?
The unsettled state of things in the Familius. All leaves cancelled, all active duty personnel called in.
I know what all leaves cancelled means. But I also know they released all the royal junior officers and dispersed the on-planet regiment on Rockhouse.
Things have changed. Glennis and I were the only ones old enough that didn't have other assignments. She went up Axis and I went down. They weren't sure where and when we'd catch up with you, you see.
But the point is... apology? And for what?
For not backing you when you were under investigation.
In Baron's young voice, it sounded innocent enough. She wondered if he understood what had happened, if his elders had explained it to him.
I was told to say that your aunt, the Admiral Serrano, was not informed until too late of the situation you were in, and would certainly have given you assistance had she known.
Her aunt, the Admiral. It was just possible that she had not known until after Harris's resignation, if no one had thought to inform her. But she should have been told. She was then the most distant high-ranking family member, but not the only one. Other admirals Serrano had been closer, must have known about it. Why hadn't one of them done something?
I didn't know any of this before, sir. Ma'am.
I wouldn't expect you would have.
I mean, the admiral said there was some kind of trouble in the family, something she hadn't anticipated. Not whatever it was with you, but...
You mean you don't know what's happened to me? Whatever's happened to the grapevine... It's been long enough, I'd expect it to be all over every prep school with a single fleet brat in it.
There have been rumors.
I would hope so. What's a lifetime of experience for, if not to make rumors fly? Let me straighten out a few things for you, young man.
She paused, thinking how best to put it.
What happened was that I accomplished my assigned mission, but not in the way I'd been told to do it. My way saved lives, but it made an admiral look stupid. Lupescu, if you've ever heard of him.
No, I haven't.
Bloodthirsty bastard. He liked wasting troops. I killed him.
What?
He looked as if the sky had just fallen. She almost laughed. Had she ever been that innocently certain that everyone followed the rules, that hierarchies never tumbled?
Not then. Sorry, I got it out of sequence. Let's see... He was furious that I had not won the battle in his way and swore he'd get revenge. There was a board of inquiry, of course. Evidence had... disappeared.
She didn't really want to tell him how. It was too complicated and involved too many names he might know.
I was offered immunity for my crew if I would resign my commission. Otherwise, courts-martial for all. Considering Lupescu's position... the rules of engagement, and the fact that no one from the family spoke for me, I decided to resign and save my crew.
But why didn't...
I don't know why someone didn't do something. Let me finish. What I didn't know was that after I resigned, after I was gone from his sector, Lupescu charged my crew. Most were convicted of serious breaches of regulation and were dispersed to various fleet prisons. Some he took to a private hunting reserve and hunted.
Hunted? You mean like animals?
Precisely. With friends of his who liked the same thing.
She didn't mention the prince. His death had earned her silence.
How did you find out?
I killed him when I found him, which was, luckily for me, in the process of that hunting trip, when his guilt was not in question. My crew, the survivors, were rehabilitated and given the choice of remaining in fleet or taking a settlement and going civilian. Some of them are here, with me.
Couldn't you have gone back?
Of course, but...
Harris wondered how much to explain to this young man, this mere child, as he seemed to her. Could he understand that it wasn't merely pique? She'd already explained more than he was likely to absorb. He knew no world but fleet. He could imagine no other choice than returning to it.
So, that's what my side of the trouble was like. Now, what did the Admiral want me to know?
She didn't explain much, really. She wanted you to know she hadn't known about your trouble in time, and I think she blames some of the others in the family. Your parents among them.
It's not my problem now.
Harris wasn't about to discuss her parents with him.
No, but she'd like to talk to you the next time you're anywhere near.
Which was likely to be a long time from now. Already her mind was moving beyond this to how she was going to ease this young relation off the ship and on his way.
Did she give you an itinerary?
He fished in his pocket and came up with a small data cube.
Yes, here. It's compressed format. She sent an adapter in case you don't have a reader with the right interface.
Thanks.
Harris wasn't going to tell him that she had a couple of experts who could strip the data out of virtually any storage device. Whatever her aunt the Admiral was up to, she would keep her own secrets.
Come on in.
Captain, the new installations are ready for inspection.
Thank you. I'll be along shortly.
Brunn nodded and withdrew.
I'll be going.
Yes. I'm sorry, but I do have some shipwork underway. Tell you what, why not have dinner with me this evening? You can bring me up to date on your sibs and cousins.
Do you really... Grandmother said not to waste your time. Just give you the message and the cube and get out of your way.
She must think I've grown to be quite an ogre.
That Admiral Serrano would know how ogres were grown. Perversely, Harris was now determined to be cordial to the youngster.
Are you scheduled out of here?
No, not yet.
Fine. Then you can meet me at the Captain's Guild for dinner. They use a screwball clock setting here. 5 shifts in the day and 5 hours in each shift, and it starts at what we'd call main day, or first shift. So make it 3rd and 1.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
I'll guide you out.
He could find his own way on such a tiny ship, but Harris wouldn't let even a relative wander around unescorted. The cube contained substantially more than the Admiral's itinerary for the next year or so. Harris had suspected it would when she turned it over to Meharry.
Video, audio, and a big chunk of encrypted stuff. Does your family have its own code scheme?
More than one. I suppose she wonders if I kept the key.
Should have known. You great families.
As if you didn't have something of the same sort. What I'm really concerned about is any kind of ghost or vampire, or even an owl. Anything that might compromise our own information systems.
No hooters at all, and nothing that my spook catchers notice. Want me to let Esteban have a look?
No, I trust your judgment on this. Let's see if my key works on the encrypted stuff.
Video came up.
She looks like you on a bad day. Sorry, Captain.
It's our classic bone structure. Plus 30 or 40 years. I forget how old she'd be by now. Anyway, she's taller.
Her aunt the Admiral had silver hair now, even more striking against her dark face.
Harris, it would probably be best if you watch the rest of this in private.
How'd you know I was here? Is this going to have a compulsion component in it?
I doubt that. Family matters mostly. Stay if you want. I'm not sensitive to dirty laundry at the moment.
No, thanks. I don't want more than one Serrano mad at me.
Meharry stalked out, very much like a cat twitching its tail after being sprinkled with water. Harris started the data stream again. Her aunt the Admiral, someone she had dreamed about being as a girl, someone she had hoped to impress as a young officer, someone she had thought of as a mentor and even a friend, someone who had not come to her rescue when she needed it desperately.
Harris, I trust that you'll hear me out, no matter how bitter you are. This is critical material, and it may be my only chance to brief you. I'm still not sure who kept me from finding out about your trouble, and at the moment that's no longer a priority item. The future of the Familius Regnant and the regular space service is.